shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Have you read the book of Zephaniah recently? What about Ecclesiastes or Titus? Well, if these books are a little unfamiliar to you, maybe it's because you've never read or studied the entire Bible. Actually, not many Christians have. But you can go through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee and do it every 5 years. We invite you to join with us in a very delightful and profitable time of studying God's Word right here on this station every weekday.
That's Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Well, if you have your Bibles with you today, we're going to be in Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7 and verse 11. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 7, verse 11. "Now it happened the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him in a large crowd. And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and he said to her, 'Do not weep.' Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still, and he said, 'Young man, I say to you, arise.' So he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he presented him to his mother. Then fear came upon all, and they glorified God, saying, 'A great prophet has risen up among us, and God has visited his people.' And this report about him went throughout all Judea and all the surrounding region." I want to talk to you this morning about a mother who has an encounter with God at the gate. Somebody say the gate. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, this morning I thank you, Lord, for the ability to preach and teach. Father, I thank you for the anointing on your word this morning, that it be life to us. Lord, that it change us and transform us from the inside out. Lord, give me permission to walk down the corridors of every believer's heart this morning with truth that will change us and cause us to have a deeper, loving relationship with you like never before. Father, I thank you for encounters today. I thank you, God, for visitation today. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe that, say amen. We started a series last week and laid some foundation work for this thing that we're going to be talking about over the course of the next month, about how to have encounters with God. What does a God encounter look like? What does it mean to actually have visitation from God in our lives? I believe that one of the greatest deceptions of the enemy, that the enemy has had some pretty good success at, is getting people from all walks of life and from different belief systems to try to understand and analyze and defend and try to learn about and be grasped about who God is or what God is and just gain this knowledge of God. Because how many of you know when the enemy gets us to reduce our knowledge of God just to head knowledge, just to having an understanding and education, just to having much learning about God, if he can, and if we're not careful, he'll begin to rob us of a much more important revelation and understanding that God is not just something to be learned about. He's not just somebody to understand and somebody to figure out, but God is to be experienced in our lives. And that our knowledge and our understanding of who God is should be a biblical experiential knowledge and not just something that we learn, not just something that we go to school on. Amen. How many of you know in Bible school there are a lot of books written on systematic theology? Touch somebody and say, systematic theology. You say, Pastor, what's systematic theology? Well, the essence of that is that we have taken our understanding and said that this is a theology. This theology is the study of God. And so we have systematized the study of God that we've done. So what happens is we begin to take the attributes of God and we begin to say things like, God is this, God is this, God is that, God does this, God does that, he is this, and God is such and such, and God is so and so. Amen? Well, how many know it's okay to learn about the attributes of God? But when we say things that God is this and God is that and God does this and God does that, the next logical conclusion that we come to is because we've learned all these things about God is that we know God. Because we've gotten all this information and now we know him. If you read about God in his book, you will learn about God from Scripture. That's one thing. But the Bible comes along and he presents to us a different way of understanding how we come to the knowledge of God, a different way of how we get to know God, how we come to know him. I mean, knowing is more than just understanding. Amen? How many of you know from the very beginning in the garden, God created Adam from the dirt of the earth. He formed man and he placed him in the garden. He didn't give Adam a bunch of manuals on who God was. How many know he didn't do that? He didn't give Adam 10 different CD series on how to understand who I am. And he didn't go to God.com to read about God. He said, Adam, I'm breathing the breath of life into you. And then I'm going to walk with you in the garden. I'm going to spend time with you in the garden. And I'm going to talk to you in the garden. You're going to learn about me by hanging out with me. In other words, we have to have fellowship with God. We have to have communion with God. You can read about what God is like, but you can only experience who he is by spending time with him. Come on, amen. Any husband or wife knows that. And all the wives and husbands said amen. How many know you know your wife because you spend time with your wife? Or you know your husband because you've spent time with them? Amen. How many know it's not just enough for me just to learn about Kim? I can't prove to you how well I know Kim by the things that I know about Kim. That's not how I do it, amen? I can tell you what Kim likes to eat. I can tell you where Kim likes to go. I can tell you what Kim likes to do. I can tell you all those things about her because I have spent time with her. Not because I went to school on her. I didn't go to the University of Kim and get a master's degree in Kim. Come on, somebody help me, amen? I've spent 21 years with the woman. That's a long time. When I say it, it sounds even longer. I mean, there are some things in my relationship that I offered to Kim and I was rejected. She didn't like it. And I learned that she didn't like it, so I didn't offer her those things anymore. I have experienced knowledge with my wife. Amen. Help me understand what I'm saying. See, all throughout the Bible, God gets to know people and people get to know God. And we miss this sometimes, but it's by going on a journey with God. It's by being on the journey with Him. It's by Him being involved in your life. Can I just be straight with you today? There's a lot of churches. There's a lot of Christian Bible schools. There's churches gathered all over this country this morning in the United States of America where people with people and people's lives that believe that God had a relationship with people while the Bible was being written. But they don't believe that God has a relationship with people today after the Bible has been written. Amen. They believe that the Bible is now the thing that we use to get to know God. They don't believe that you really experience God anymore. That after the book of Acts, everything's confined to the book of the Bible. Come on, somebody help me. Amen. Can I just declare to you today, God did not give us the Bible just to learn about Him and not to experience Him. He gave us the Bible so that we can learn how to experience God. He gave us a book so that we can learn about Him. So when we experience in Him, experience the God of the book, we know the God of the book. Not know about the God of the book. Come on, you can shout today. It's okay. I believe that if you stumbled into our church this morning, then God wants you to experience Him. He wants you to know Him. He wants you to feel Him. He wants to be with you. There's folks all over in church this morning, they don't believe that God interacts in your life. There's some folks, they believe that they have to talk to a priest. Or the only authority in their life is a pope. Come on, I'm trying to help you today. I mean, we do learn about God. We do study about God, but we don't stop there. We learn and study so that we know how to have encounters. So that we know how to have visitation with God. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the only way to spend time with God without it seeming like some kind of a chore that you have to be saved is to take the time and spend it with Him. Amen? Come on, how many of you ever struggled to study the Word of God? You start reading it, next thing you know, if you ever got insomnia and you can't sleep, just open your Bible. I can't sleep. Read your Bible. You get through two verses.
And now, we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
I mean, the way that our heart desires to study the Word of God is that it has been born out of a relationship with God. Because we love Him. So we want to know more about Him. We want to learn more about His ways. Amen? So the more time that I spend in His presence, the more I desire to spend in His Word. The more time that I just spend with Jesus, the more time that I spend soaking up God, the more I want to spend time in His Word because there's a desire in my heart for relationship, not just knowledge. This is how it worked in the Old Testament. How many know this is how it worked in the Old Testament? God would come along and He would say to His people, He'd look at them and say, come, walk with me. Come walk with me. Amen. God would rarely show up on the scene and say to somebody, this is what I'm like. Hello, I'm God. This is who I am. That's not what He would do. He would say, come walk with me. And every now and then in the middle of the journey, He would stop and He would say to them, by the way, I'm your deliverer. And this is how that would work. He'd say, I'm your deliverer. And Moses would say, well, I don't understand what that means when you say I'm your deliverer. And he said, well, this is what I want you to do. I want you to march up to Pharaoh's palace, walk into his bedroom, wake him up from his sleep, look that dude in the eye and say, God said, let my people go. I'm your deliverer. Amen. Notice how God invites people on a journey. When God wanted Abraham to understand that He was Abraham's provider. Come on now. When he wanted Abraham to understand that, he invited Abraham to go on a journey. And he said, Abraham, I want you to take your son, your only son. I want you to walk him up the mountain. Somebody say, up the mountain. Come on, I could camp out right now the rest of the day and we'd be fine. Oh, come on. Don't go down the rabbit trail, Jason. Stay focused. He said, I want you to take your son, your only son. I want you to take a knife and I want you to sacrifice and begin to slay him. And then God says to Abraham, before he drops the knife down on his son, he says, hold on a minute, Abraham. I got something I want to tell you. I am your provider. I'll provide another sacrifice. Come on. He introduced himself after. Along the way, on the journey, when God wanted Gideon to understand that God was a mighty deliverer of his people and God could bring forth great victory against the enemies of God. God said, Gideon, I don't want you to take 300,000 men. I don't want you to take 30,000 men. I don't want you to take 3,000 men. I want you to take 300 men of untrained men and I'm going to give you a great victory in your hand because I'm a God that wins great victory in insurmountable odds. Come on, somebody help me. Amen. He said, I'm going to demonstrate to you, Gideon, who I am. Hallelujah. When God got ready to explain to Joshua who he was, he said, Joshua, let's go on a journey. He invited him up and he said, see, this city down here, Joshua, is surrounded with a big wall. This is what I want you to do. I want you to march around this city every day for 6 days, one time a day. And on the seventh day, I want you to go around it seven times. Then you're going to blow a trumpet. And I'm going to show you that I'm a God that can tear down walled cities. That's who I am. Come on, somebody, amen. That's what God wants us to know, is that when we're on the journey with him, he begins to show up in our life and he begins to invite us to walk with him in our life. Come on, you're not an island. God's with you. Hallelujah. Now watch this, and I don't want anybody to miss this because this is very important for where we're going today. Most of the time God invites us to walk with him, he invites us to walk with him into a problem. Listen to me this morning. We need to get this because a lot of times we feel like we walk into a problem and we go, oh no, I miss God. If God was in this, it wouldn't be this bad. God, how could you let me? God, oh God. Sound familiar? Come on now. But see, this is how God gets to know us, because when God wants to know us, he invites us to walk with him, and he invites us to walk with him into a problem. I ain't got no help this morning. Come on now. Hallelujah. You say, well, why does he do that, Pastor? Because God is a problem solver. That's his nature, amen? He's a redeemer. He's a restorer. But he can't restore something if it ain't never been broken. He can't redeem anything. He can't fix anything. He can't forgive anything. He can't heal anything if it hasn't been lost, if it hasn't been sick, if it hasn't been destroyed. Come on, somebody ought to help me. That's who he is. It's his nature. He can't fix something and put the pieces back together again if the pieces haven't ever been put apart. It's his nature to be a problem solver. Hallelujah. If I had asked all of y'all this morning, I said, how many of you want to come to the deepest knowledge and the deepest understanding and the deepest relationship with God that you could have today? Just about everybody in here would raise their hand and say, yeah, me, that's me, Pastor. I want to have a deep, loving relationship with God. I want to know things that I've never known before. I want to see things that I've never seen before. Well, how many of you recognize, in order to do that, to go to the deepest level of understanding of who God is, you've got to be willing to go to the deepest level of what your problems are. You got to dig down deep so some of the stuff that you've buried, to some of the hurts you've been carrying, so some of the wounds that's been done to you, some of the things that you've been victimized before, and let God begin to heal you and restore you and fix the broken areas of your life. Then you can see what kind of a God he is. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, when the children of Israel will come up against the Red Sea and Pharaoh's army was on the other side and the water was on one side, how many know that was a pretty serious problem? Things weren't looking too good for them. Pharaoh wanted to kill them and the sea wanted to drown them. Hallelujah. Come on now. But God said, Moses, I'm a deliverer. And he delivers them through the Red Sea. And then he says, see, I told you, I'm a deliverer. That's how he operates. How many of you know God never wants nobody to know him based on secondhand knowledge? Your testimony and your preaching the gospel are good things because they sow a seed, but they are the gateway for a personal relationship with God. People cannot ride to heaven on your testimony. Hallelujah. Amen. You can read about God. You can hear about God. You might get stirred in faith to come to Him. But by design, God wants you to experience His love. He wants you to experience His grace. He wants you to experience who He is. He's a relational God. He wants you to know His touch, not just hear about it. Come on, somebody, amen. He wants you to know and experience peace that passes all understanding. He wants you to know and understand joy unspeakable and full of glory. God wants you to have a personal relationship with Him. He wants you to have a track record of your own personal encounters, your own history, so that you can have an encounter with somebody and say, hey, look what God did in my life. He wants to do it in your life too. Hallelujah. I mean, it's the same way with the church. God doesn't want a church to live in any season of where they've been, of how it used to be. We're still having church the way it used to. Oh, boy, we had a miracle of God in 1927. We're still riding high on that. Come on, amen. Jesus said this. Come on, how many know God is still speaking today? Jesus said this, man shall not live on bread alone, but man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He didn't say words that have already come out of His mouth. He's talking about words that are coming out of His mouth right now, right here in your life. God is speaking today. And He's speaking to you out of every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That means that if people believe that God quit talking, then guess what? We all gonna die. Because you can't live unless God is talking. Somebody help me. If God quits talking, then we all die. If God quits talking, we're all doomed. If God quits talking, it's all over. I might not always understand what that always means. I might not always comprehend what it means. But the fact that I am here today and that you are here today means that God is still speaking. He's still moving. Amen. So what happens is Jesus comes out of the wilderness after 40 days. He gets baptized and He begins to say this. He says to people, come, follow me. Everybody say that with me. Come, follow me. How many of you know He didn't come up on the scene and say, hello, I'm the Son of God. Here's my business card. He's my daddy. I happen to be the Messiah. It's your pleasure to meet me. Come on now. How many of you know that's not what He did? Amen. He didn't say, I can tell you everything you need to know about God. No, 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 no. He said, come, follow me. Listen, this is true for most of us, but how many of you know, oftentimes we don't get in on God's journey with us because we demand to know too much about the journey before we'll go. We want the details. Well, I don't know. I think I just helped half of you in here right there with that. Praise the Lord. Oftentimes we don't want to head out on the journey because we want to know everything before we start. We want to know what it's going to look like, how it's going to end, who we're going to bump into along the way. Amen. Come on now. Peter and John could not say to Jesus, wait a minute, Jesus, can we see your business card? We need to see your certificate of ordination from this Jewish rabbi school of the Messiah. I haven't read about you in Charisma magazine. We don't know who you are. Jesus, we need to get to know you. Do you have a resume? Have you ever preached here before? You got anybody to back you up? You got any letters of reference? Who do you think you are to demand that we just follow you? You just want us to follow you? Sure, you made a few fish jump into a net. La-di-da, that was great. You want me to drop my whole fishing business and follow you because of that? Jesus gave him an opportunity and he said, follow me. And he kept right on walking. Come, follow me. I mean, if they had chosen not to follow him, they would have missed out on the journey. They would have missed out on seeing God open deaf ears. They would have missed out on seeing God raise dead people. They would have missed out on seeing the living Son of God be raised from the dead. They would have missed out on being the people that started the church and spread the church throughout the entire known world that every one of us talk about today.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Meyers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced ESE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.